The 4th of February 2021 marks World Cancer Day, an international awareness-raising day improving education and catalysing personal, collective and government action around cancer and its prevention. To mark that this year, I'm joined by a special guest on the show today, Zoe Zenklusen-Payne, who's agreed to share her personal cancer story living with breast cancer, and also talk about what she's doing to help other women in her situation through setting up Simply Zoe to provide them with beautiful, elegant, comfortable, yet functional items to help them through their treatment and through their recovery. Zoe, thanks so much for agreeing to talk with me today.
Thank you for calling.
Now, Zoe, in terms of your story and your journey, it all started in 2015 for you, didn't it? Can you explain to us what happened?
Yeah, I was actually had a benign cyst in 2012, which I was told there was no need to remove it. And I feel like it never actually went away. So when I had my annual checkup in 2014, the gynecologist didn't even mention it. So as far as I was concerned, everything was fine. But it did start to hurt at the end of the year. So I went back in January. I was sent for tests, and then it was immediately clear that there was an aggressive tumour that had spread to my lymph. And then the PET scan that I had afterwards showed lesions on my bones. So I've been metastatic from diagnosis. I was only 39. I was in reasonable shape. So I had a full whack of treatment, chemotherapy for nearly 6 months, radiotherapy, and I had mastectomy.
And how are things for you now?
Well, because I have secondary cancer, it means my cancer is incurable, but it can be treated. We can manage it. So I've only had two clear scans along the way. Otherwise, all of them, and there's been a lot, they've all shown some kind of progression, including one time to my liver, which meant it was pretty aggressive. But they were able to deal with that with a radio frequency treatment. And I've actually been on some new combination of oral medication since October, because I'd had six new lesions and the meds I was on wasn't dealing with it. And they've been really effective so far. I only have one activity and one lesion left just after 3 months on these medications. So I will be facing some more radiotherapy and more radio frequency treatment this month, but really positive for metastatic cancer.
Now, I know you've had a lot of support along the way, and one of the supports that you've had are the English Speaking Cancer Association, or ESCA Cancer Support. I know you had some counselling with them at the beginning.
Yeah, I utilised the service that they offered there, which is invaluable. When you're first diagnosed, you don't know what to expect. There's so much that happens in terms of medical appointments. You're hearing terminology that you've never heard. But more than anything, you're terrified what it means for you. And, you know, are you going to die, frankly? You're just frightened. It impacts every part of your life. So the support that they gave and the counselling they gave was invaluable.
Zoe, when you'd been through the treatment, you weren't able to wear the same underwear as you had before, were you? Can you tell us more about the challenges that you faced and what you decided to do at that time?
Well, it's the underwire that was really painful for me, actually. I was pretty fortunate since I had an immediate reconstruction. But it still hurts to wear, you know, standard bras. And I just wanted to wear something that was still as beautiful as the things that I could wear before. But I found there wasn't that much choice. And I noticed that then for the women that don't reconstruct, there was even less choice. You know, just practical underwear that looked like a sports bra. But why should women that have, have to wear prosthesis or have a mastectomy not have the same choices as we did before and the same choices as somebody else?
And so Simply Zoe was born.
Yeah. When I was doing my research to try to find some, you know, beautiful underwear, really, that there was fit for women that have had breast surgery, I came across a brand in Australia that had been designed by a breast cancer survivor for exactly the same reasons why I was looking for the underwear anyway. And as often happens in this breast cancer community, we actually started talking, and one thing led to another. And the next thing, I'm starting a small business selling this underwear in Europe and starting to add more items that women need during treatment and recovery.
Amazing. I understand a percentage of all of your sales goes to cancer research, but you're also specifically supporting World Cancer Day this year, aren't you? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I actually collaborated with my best friend who has an alpine boutique, and she wanted to produce something herself that she could give back to cancer charities. I'm unfortunately not her only friend with breast cancer. And she asked me, would I like to collaborate? And Fearless was born, which is a collection of T-shirts, hoodies and shopping totes. We had such a great response to it because I think the word can resonate with anyone, whether you have cancer or not. But actually, with World Cancer Day coming up, we actually thought it would be a great way to try to create a movement, actually, where women can post pictures of themselves wearing their Fearless T-shirts on their social media, sharing a story about how cancer has impacted them if they want to, and just basically trying to reach as many people as possible, because that's what social media does. To get the word out, to really try and raise as much awareness and as much funds as possible to really try to find that elusive cancer cure.
How can people find out more, Zoe, about the Fearless campaign and get in touch with you and find out more about your products that you have available for women who've gone through breast cancer?
Well, they can follow my Instagram profile, they can check my website, they can sign up to my newsletter, or they can even just email me directly. And all that information is on my website, and I'm literally always available to help as much as I can.
So that's simplyzoe.ch. Thank you so much, Zoe. We'll put that link on the WRS website as well so people can find you. And thanks ever so much for joining me today, for sharing your story and for all of the work that you're doing and the support that you're giving to women with breast cancer. That's it for this time. Catch the podcast again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.